on the field.
Yeah. I worked with Chris.
Hi, this is Chris Lopez. This is Adams State Football with Coach Levi Gallis. Hey, we're at the San Luis Valley Brewing Company. We're presented by RG Bank. Coach, who do you have with you today?
Yeah, today I bought Emil Ventura. He's out of SoCal. He's one of our defensive linemen. Been doing a great job for us this season.
Hey, Emil, nice to meet you, man. Welcome to the San Luis Valley and Adams State.
Nice to meet you, too. Honored to be here.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Grizzlies are on the field Saturday night, Coach, 6 o'clock start. I was telling him, Emil, yeah, might get a little bit of cold.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, we're finally in that Valley season that transitions from the fall to the winter. And we're just kind of joking, being from SoCal, you know, that's a different environment.
Yeah, SoCal's got like the best weather, so it's a little different here.
In your mind, though, how do you prepare mentally for maybe a little bit of cold wind? I mean, it's going to be nice, and then the sun goes down, though. That's when the temperatures drop on you.
I mean, we practice in cold weather all the time, so it's not that different. Just put layers on.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Taking the advice already, Coach. We like that.
No, yeah, it's been good. We've been very lucky with our weather here in the valleys thus far, but he's right. Over probably, I'd say, the last 2 weeks, the sun has started to drop a little bit earlier, and so we get to those last team periods and it's a little chillier, but you know, we're going to be adapt to it. We're going to be ready for it. Our guys are eager for this one.
Hey, Emil, you had a decent game against last week Colorado Mines. Tell us how you feel your play in on the defensive line for the Grizzlies so far. Just give us your evaluation of yourself first.
I felt like I've been doing a solid job. I just focus on my technique and what my assignment is to help everyone out in the team. I try to not be as selfish with my play and just help the linebackers, clear them up, get tackles, just work the way I know how to.
11 tackles on the season so far. How do you feel about your first season with the Grizzlies and you're going for you personally?
I feel like it's been going pretty good. It's always a blessing when you can stay healthy and play like every game. So, yeah, I just do my job every day and try to learn how to do it better. So,
hey, Coach, you have New Mexico Highlands this Saturday, November, or coming up here this Saturday, 6 o'clock start. Give us just kind of a scouting report of New Mexico High, 2-3 in the RMAC so far. Big win coming into this week against Colorado Mesa.
Yeah, you know what? They had a nice little setup to their schedule and being kind of, you know, hit or miss on some of the top dogs versus, you know, some of the mid-level teams within this conference, and they've done a great job. You know, New Mexico Highlands is now in year two of their kind of transition phase. They went 2-9 last year. In year one, this is kind of where those guys have now had a full spring, full winter workout, full summer ability to go out and recruit their positions and start implementing their schemes. And you're starting to see that on film. You know, they're going from being, you know, just a ABC type offense and starting to get more complex in what they do offensively and defensively. And, you know, it's going to be a great game.
Let's talk a little bit about the Grizzlies, Coach. And, you know, as you break down film game to game, what is it that is standing out to you in terms of where you want to see improvements or what's doing good for you, what's working well as you look at your game film?
Yeah, I'd say it's two part. First part, when I'm watching the other opponents in this conference, I just sit there going, oh, we're going to play with these guys. Like, we can play with these guys. You know, it's not like watching LSU and Alabama. It's like, golly, we've got guys that they're playing just as hard, just as tough, just as physical. We can go out and compete with these teams. On the flip side, when we watch ourselves, it is, you know, you can't always look about the score. You go in and you got to coach your individuals individually. How can we get them better each week? You talk about a silent hero and Big E here. He just does a fabulous job week in and week out of just doing his job. And we've tried to tweak things and help him and being able to go out and make more plays. But I think right now we've had a ton of young kids step up and accept their roles and go out and be physical. And so
Emil, give us some perspective from what you're seeing as you experience your year here at Adams State. Coach is talking about how you're able to continue forward and really turn in some strong performances. Give us some perspective from what you're seeing.
Yeah, it's an experience. So there's just a lot of learning you have to do, and it's really just a lot of mental, and the games can get physical, but like just knowing your assignment, knowing what you're supposed to do is the most important part that I've learned so far.
Hey, Coach, we're going to take a quick break just so we can talk about RG Bank, because RG Bank is excited to be the presenting sponsor of Adams State football with Coach Levi Gallis. Like Grizzly football, RG Bank is a team. Whether it's personal banking, business needs, or support for your farm and ranch, the RG Bank team is here to help. Stop by one of their locations in Alamosa, Pagosa Springs, or Monta Vista, and let the RG Bank team help you. Your future begins today. RG Bank is a member of the FDIC Equal Housing Lender. Go Grizzlies. Coach, give us some sense of what you want to accomplish Saturday as you go into that Highlands game.
I think, you know, we came out a little bit in that second half and parts of the second quarter of these last couple games, and there was just this eagerness to want to just go play football. And I think in my main focus right now as a coach is making sure that we go into this next game completely understanding that this is our standard, this is how we're going to do things, and go out and compete. You look at the X's and O's, and there's good things there. There's challenges there. But ultimately, right now, and what we're trying to do is we want to go to set the standard of how we're going to play our game offensively, defensively, and special teams. And if that standard starts coming out, these players will start playing, you know, with their hair on fire.
And you've talked about that. The players you've brought forward have talked about that in terms of let's just not think so much and just go out and play football.
Correct.
Don't make it too complicated.
Right.
Let's just go out and hit someone, or let's just move forward. How do you see that, Emil, in terms of the lessons you've taken away so far this season?
You know, if you're going to make a mistake, do it 110%. That's what I've learned. But, I mean, just playing hard, doing your assignment, that's all that we preach on defense. Just 11 hats to the ball, 11 people doing their job, you're going to be solid. So,
yeah. Hey, Coach, we talked at the beginning about the 6 o'clock kickoff start. We were talking before we came on today about how you set a football schedule. It's really interesting of what goes into how you decide the time of the kickoff, what's happening. Give us a little bit of how Adams State does that.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of, like I was saying, the schedules kind of work out themselves because of our location and how close we are to Fort Lewis and Gunnison and Grand Junction and Las Vegas, New Mexico and Pueblo. We have the capabilities, and so do some other institutions, just drive over the day of. And so that dictates sometimes our time in playing at a night versus playing during the day. I think, you know, a lot of the Valley right now enjoys night games because they can go out and experience, you know, the outdoors or go out to the fairs and do their Saturday work and then come back in the Valley and come to a game. And then we got, you know, other sports like soccer, men's and women's, volleyball, swimming and diving, other things going on as well. So we got to make sure that we schedule around them so our fans can get to all the games possible. But, yeah, it's kind of neat to be able to, you know, figure it all out and do what's right by the Valley and making sure it's available.
Yeah, and I was wondering that because we've talked and you've liked those day games. You talked about that noon kickoff, breakfast, go play football. Now you have a 6 o'clock. I don't know, Emil, if you have a preference yourself or if it makes any difference to you when that kickoff is.
I kind of like it a little later because that's when we practice, so I'm kind of used to the later games. And that's kind of when I was in junior college, all of our games were mostly at night, so kind of used to it at this point.
Hey, Coach, let's just talk a little bit before we wrap up this week. I want to talk just a little bit about the RMAC and catch everyone up on where the RMAC is, because you're seeing a really good fight at the top of the RMAC standings.
Oh, yeah.
You've got CSU, Pueblo, Chadron, both 6-0, Western Colorado's 5-0. You got three undefeated teams at the top. Should see some good football in the RMAC coming down the stretch here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think all three teams are playing good football right now. I you know, still put Mesa into that conversation. They played real tough opponents as well. I don't know who's going to win, but you got Western and Mines this weekend. Oh, and it's in Gunnison. I'm not going to give my hat on who it's going to be. I have a hope. But at the same time, I think, you know, it's going to be a fun one. I think football.
I think Chadron, CSU Pueblo is at the end of, I think that's the last
game. Yeah, it's the last game.
Which could really be an interesting end to that RMAC season there.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, why don't I let you talk about your players of the week, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
Last week with Colorado Mines, just give us a little bit of your players of the week.
Yeah, you know, we had some great efforts this last week, offensively, defensively, and special teams. We call him Devo. Devin Dawkins has been doing a great job, kind of a Swiss Army knife for us on offense. We've been throwing him the ball. We've been, you know, trying to hand the ball off to him. And he does a great job when he gets into the game, because he is like a scat back style individual that really can make people miss and has the speed to go. And so he had a great game against Mines. And so we all felt like it was important that we gave him the nod there. Mason Smiley, a younger individual coming out of Broomfield, Colorado, came in into the week. Wasn't sure if he was going to start or not, but was rarely competing. We gave him the nod going into the game, and, you know, he really showed up. The kid is a great open field tackler. He's really starting to mature as a defensive back and making sure that he communicates well. And so I'm excited for the next 4 to 5 years with him, and just seeing how he continues to progress. And then Braden Biller.
Got some field position.
Yeah, that it was a monstrous kick. Yeah. It was a 92-yard. So they first deemed it as a muff punt, and we're like, nobody touched it. It was in a muff punt. 92-yard punt. Yeah. Like, that's a weapon. Just purely a weapon. And you talk about, you know, being blue-collar and showing up to work every single day. Braden Biller, Big E, guys like that, they are doing it. And so just getting more guys to understand how important that is and what can come of that type of work ethic is where we're at right now.
Well, we look forward to coming out Saturday night, 6 o'clock kickoff at Rex Field to watch the Grizzlies take on New Mexico Highlands. This is going to wrap up episode 10 of Adams State Football with Coach Gallus. We'll be back next Thursday. The podcast is produced by Owen Woods and sponsored by RG Bank. Coach, we're going to give you the final word at the Grizzly Club.
Yeah, I don't want to leave this show without, you know, again, what Grizzly Clubs does for us. There's no better way to support the Adams State football team as well as all the Adams State teams than joining the Grizzly Club. Do it today. Okay, you can call our athletic director, Caitlin Smith, at 719-587-7401 or send her an email at ksmith@adams.edu. We sure appreciate everything that the Adams State Grizzly Club does for our athletes as well as all of our programs. And what do we like to say?
Go Grizzlies.
Go Grizz.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Simple.